USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says the pathetic U.S. immigration laws have to change. And in a brief session with reporters at his Florida resort, the president also says he's leaning toward closing the border with Mexico.
It's very easy for them to stop people from coming up, and they don't choose to do it. Well, we're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
Trump says the border could be closed for a long time. He says the U.S. has run out of detention space. The Justice Department has declined to comment on the legality of closing the border. Also, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has requested Congress for legislation that would allow her department to deport Central American unaccompanied minors quickly and detain families longer. She's facing pushback from House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, a Democrat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Attorney General Bill Barr plans to release the Robert Mueller report on the Russia investigation to Congress as well as the public after making necessary redactions with the assistance of the special counsel. Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono once more.
I think that the House does need the totally unredacted version, and that is, so there's precedent for that. And we both want, both the House and the Senate want, all of the underlying materials.
President Trump says that's fine with him.
If that's what he'd like to do, I have nothing to hide. This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. And I think a lot of things are coming out with respect to the other side. But I have a lot of confidence in the Attorney General.
Doug Collins, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, says he believes Barr would break the law if he released the entire special counsel report. Linda McMahon, the former professional wrestling executive turned government official, is leaving her post as administrator of the Small Business Administration. McMahon is leaving Trump's administration to join his outside political group, America First. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
While speaking to reporters in Florida, President Trump defended his decision to cancel a new round of sanctions against North Korea, saying the ability to deal with North Korea's leader is more important.
I just didn't think additional sanctions at this time were necessary. It doesn't mean I don't put them on later. They are suffering greatly. They're having a very hard time in North Korea. I think it's very important that you maintain that relationship at least as long as you can.
Actress-activist Angelina Jolie has delivered the keynote address for a U.N. gathering to address U.N. peacekeeping and civilian protection. Jolie, who co-founded the Preventing Sexual Violence in Conflict, says too many women and families are in jeopardy in peacekeeping zones.
Fearing abuse at the hands of a peacekeeper is not protection. Living with the fear that your daughter might be raped by armed combatants is not safety. Knowing that if your children are harmed, no one will be held accountable is not a basis for peace and security.
Government ministers from around the world gathered at the UN General Assembly Hall to reaffirm their commitment to UN peacekeeping and discuss ways to work towards strengthening performance and protecting civilians. British Prime Minister Theresa May has suffered yet another Brexit defeat in London. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn insists that May's time as Prime Minister is over.
Mr. Speaker, the House has been clear. This deal now has to change. There has to be an alternative found. And if the Prime Minister can't accept that, then she must go, not at an indeterminate date in the future, but now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.